Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. The First Amendment, key fact number one. The First Amendment of the Constitution enshrines the fundamental right to free speech and a whole lot more. It includes, for example, freedom of religion. This means the government cannot mandate that you practice any religion in particular, nor can the government prevent you from practicing any religion you want. It includes freedom of the press. Press literally refers to a printing press, as in the people's ability to disseminate ideas, which is not to be confused with any notion of institutional press like journalists or legacy media. Simply put, as defined in context, you, me, and everyone you know is the press. The right to assembly, the same type of assembly that allowed early settlers to organize the insurrection against King George, also known as the American Revolution. This right also includes protesting peacefully, the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. This is the right to ask the government for assistance or to make a complaint without fear of punishment or retaliation. Key fact number two, the entities covered by the First Amendment. Of course, the government is covered by the First Amendment, which includes elected officials, those in government offices, public schools, courts, and police officers. Also covered, but perhaps less known, are private institutions that are publicly funded, like universities, for example. Key fact number three. The First Amendment is limited only by actions and not just words themselves. Note that freedom of speech is included in the First Amendment, where the often misquoted freedom of expression is not. When speech is used as an action in violation of the law, that is an instance where the person may not be shielded by the First Amendment. The First Amendment would not be a defense, for example, for something like defaming someone, committing fraud, or using speech to specifically incite a violent act against someone else. In short, the First Amendment makes it very clear, freedom of speech is absolute. Committing crimes are not. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com, or tune in to the hour-long daily show Louder with Crowder weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.